15. Effects for live photos. Live photos get a few new tricks of its own. Long exposure for getting streaks of light or motion blur from something moving. Bounce, where the motion goes back and forth, like Instagram's boomerang. And loop, a constant replay over and over, like Vine. To add these effects, open a live photo in the Photos app and swipe up on the photo. There you'll see the effects menu, where you can pick loop, bounce, or long exposure. Tap to add the effect. If you send a bounce or loop via the Mail app, iOS converts it into an animated GIF for the recipient. Why can't you just turn them into GIFs, period, is a secret held by Cupertino. You can also trim the ends of the video clip associated with each live photo. When you view one, click Edit, and there's a scrubber at the bottom to take you back and forth in the video. Drag it in from each side of the scrubber to set the new start-stop points. Better yet, pick a new keyframe with this tool, meaning that the photo at the center of the live photo no longer becomes the focus, which is handy if the best part of the live photo was milliseconds before or after you snap the shutter. 16. Finally, the one-finger keyboard. Apple finally built a one-finger, a thumb really, keyboard option into the built-in QuickType keyboard. When you want to access it, hold down the emoji icon, which is typically used to switch between all the installed keyboards. You'll notice two little mini keyboard icons on the left or right. Pick up the closest one to your typing thumb. If you want to get the one-thumb keyboard permanently, go to Settings, General, Keyboards, One-Handed Keyboard, and mark the one you want. 17. Flick the iPad for numbers. There's a new design for Apple's QuickType keyboard. There are gray symbols on all the keys above the letters. Rather than push the dot question mark 123 key, just flick downward on a key to type the symbol. A regular tap still gives you the primary letter. This only appears on the standard size iPads. The bigger screen on the iPad Pro has a full number row already. 18. iPad specials. Drag and drop the dock. If you've got an iPad, iOS 11 adds some more great interface changes, in particular to the dock. The set of permanent icons on all home pages along the bottom. Keep adding more and more icons to the dock, a lot more than just the previous max of 5. The icons shrink a little every time you add another. Plus, the dock now has the most used set of icons to the far right for those apps you're using a lot but didn't give a permanent dock space. You can turn off the app suggestions and settings, general, multitasking in dock, show suggested and recent apps. When you're in an app, swipe up from the bottom, a short distance to get the dock, swipe all the way up to get to the control center. If you use a keyboard, hit Option plus Command plus D to get the dock. Press and hold one of the icons on the dock, then drag it up to the right, and you'll get a slide-over panel showing that now multitasking app, perfect for the new drag-and-drop functions. Now we just have to wait for a few more apps to support drag-and-drop, which does the work on iPhone for some apps, like files and for text. 19. Maps add one-finger zoom, lanes, flyover. This won't be anything new to Google Maps users, but the built-in Maps app from Apple now supports lane directions, interior building directions in some cases, great for airports, and single-finger zoom. Rather than just pinch with two fingers, you can double-tap to zoom or double-tap, but on the second one, hold your finger on the screen, then move it around to get the same effect you have with pinching. Perhaps the nicest update to Maps is the improved 3D flyover view for select locations. If you pick a destination and it says flyover tour, give it a whirl. 20. Move multiple icons for reorganization. You may not know this, but the latest version of iTunes on the desktop will no longer help you organize or sync apps on your iPhone. That feature is just gone, baby. Gone. If you used it, that might be a blow. If you didn't, well, this next tip is handy just the same. When you put your home screen in edit mode, where all the icons wiggle, and those you can delete get an X badge, you used to be able to only drag one app icon at a time. Now there is the ability to drag multiple icons. It's tricky to master. Start dragging a wiggly icon with one finger, then with the second finger tap, sometimes multiple times to get it to work, another icon or more. They'll create a stack under the first icon, which you then drag to a new screen. It doesn't work for dragging folders, however. 21. Power off without power button. Got a broken power button on the side, or just hate lifting your digits all the way off that screen? You can now shut down via software. Go to Settings, General, Shutdown. You'll get the usual prompt to slide the on-screen slider to the right to shut down. How do you power back on with a broken power button? Plug it into a charging lightning cable. 22. Prep for emergency SOS. Emergency SOS does two things. It'll initiate a call to 911 without you having to open up the phone app to dial. You may need to specify your local emergency number. It'll also deactivate Touch ID or, presumably, Face ID in the new iPhone X when it arrives. For the latter, some call this the cop button, since it's well known in U.S. courts that law enforcement can make you use your thumbprint to unlock your phone, but can't make you use your passcode. Things are different in other countries. The UK just found a traveler guilty of obstruction for not unlocking his phone with a passcode as ordered. Reactivate Touch ID when you next re-enter your phone via passcode. How do you turn on Emergency SOS? Go to Settings, Emergency SOS. The actual activation is performed when you hit the power button on the side of the phone, not the home button, 5 times in a row. You have the option to have the phone play a countdown warning sound for when the call will go through, presumably to warn off those threatening you. 23. Refresh from Wi-Fi. Background app refresh is what keeps your apps up to date when you're not even looking at them. You now get the option of what connections your apps use to do that. So if you've got a metered cellular connection, set them to refresh with Wi-Fi only, or turn it off altogether. Do so via Settings, General, Background App Refresh, Background App Refresh. 24. Scan QR codes. In the It Took Years for This department, you can now scan QR codes by taking a picture of them in the camera app. Turn the ability off in Settings, Camera. 25. Smart Dark Mode. It's not really dark mode. This is the new Smart Invert mode that's part of Settings, General, Accessibility, Display Accommodation, Invert Colors. iOS would always invert colors, but it makes pictures and other media look bad. This new smart version will keep things dark, but not mess with images and video, not even wallpaper. Use classic invert if you like the messed up media. Note, you can take a screenshot and invert. The image will look normal once you return the screen back to normal, or send it to another display. 26. Stop talking to Siri. Just type. Before iOS 11, the only way to communicate with Siri was using your voice. If you'd prefer some subtlety, go to Settings, General, Accessibility, Siri, Type to Siri. Hold down the Home button as usual, but you get a type box rather than the audio waveform at the bottom to indicate Siri is listening. You'll get the same audio and screen feedback as usual. This is also where one turns on Control with Ring Switch, so Siri does not speak up if you have the phone ring switch set to mute, which is always a good idea. If you set up Type to Siri, then the only way to talk to the digital assistant is to say, Hey Siri, which you set up in Settings, Siri, and Search. 27. Use DND while driving. That Do Not Disturb While Driving option you can add to Control Center is automatic. It starts when your iPhone uses its powers to identify that you're in a moving vehicle, or only when it connects to a car Bluetooth. Thankfully, if you're the passenger, you may tell it you're not driving. What it will do is preventing notifications, calls, and messages from coming through until you stop. To change the settings for how it turns on, auto, car Bluetooth connection, or manually, go to Settings, Do Not Disturb, Activate, which is under a D&D while driving section. Also under that header is the auto reply to. Set the phone to auto reply to everyone, your favorites, or just those you've talked to most recently whenever you're on the road. Customize your auto reply, or it'll say, "I'm driving" with Do Not Disturb While Driving turned on. I'll see your message when I get to where I'm going. I like to add probably at the end. 28. Scan Docs into Notes. Like many apps before it, the built-in Notes app now will do a focused scan when you take a picture of a document. Tap the plus button within a note, select Scan Documents, line up the doc in the viewfinder, and let it rip. The image is added to your note. When you're in the Notes app, pin your favorite note so it's always at the top, ready for access whenever you enter the app. Swipe right on the note name to see the pin icon. Also, since Notes now has a shortcut in the Control Center, access it from your iPhone lock screen. You'll still need to enter a passcode or use the Touch ID/Face ID to get into it.